MK.
Welcome to Sub Rosa.
Shh.
So you've got the question today, Eugene. What is it?
I got it. Okay. My boss says this thing in meetings and it drives me crazy. Okay. Just to play devil's advocate, that's what he says. And then he proceeds to come up with unlikely and outlandish objections or problems. How do I handle this?
Well, I can see how that's irritating. So I want to validate your experience. But I think the first thing is assume best intention. Mm-hmm. So do you or your team have a track record of maybe not thinking things all the way through? Mm-hmm. Are you a little rose-colored glasses? Has he ever had an experience of an unexpected mishap derailing a project? So he might have a reason for playing devil's advocate. Second thing is you could talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
The way that this conversation should always go is, can I give you some feedback?
Mm-hmm.
He will probably say yes. And then I might say something like this. You use this phrase, playing devil's advocate, and it feels like it impedes the flow of ideas. Can you help me understand what you hope to do with that perspective?
That's good.
Is there another way to get to the same result without that tactic? Could we maybe talk about two reasons this could work and two reasons it might not work? Mm-hmm. Right. So you're coming in, you're giving feedback, you're staying neutral. You're not talking about it drives me crazy.
Right.
You're saying it could impede the flow of ideas.
Right.
You're getting curious about, you know, he may have a very good reason for doing this, right? Mm-hmm. In his one-on-one to his boss, he may have to, you know, report on, you know, how he's problem-proofing whatever, X, Y, and Z. So he may have a good reason, and then you offer another suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing you could do is you could try to change it in the room. So if you know this guy always says this, you could come in, present your idea, your plan, your slide. And then before he gets to that devil's advocate line, you could say, you know what? It's a great idea. One of the things Joe does is ask us to consider what could go wrong. So why don't we do that as a team? Anybody have any ways that they could think of that this could possibly go off the rails?
Yeah, right.
Then it becomes, we're doing this as a team. If his objective is to, you know, kind of like kick the tires and make sure this can work, that's achieved. Is if his objective is to just hear himself talk and this is what the role he's assumed in team meetings, then he is deliciously thwarted.
Right. That's actually great. That's great gamesmanship. I like that. Yeah.
Have you ever been in that circumstance? Have you ever worked with somebody who was like a devil's advocate guy?
Yeah. But I always understood it. I understood it. There were two instances in which one, I thought it was helpful. And then the other, I thought that this is just going to be that the guy was terrified of making a mistake. In one instance, the guy was terrified of making a mistake and he was just trying to open it up for us to say, are we going to get screwed here? Right. Which was a good way, you know, like Andy Grove with the whole, you know, paranoia is awareness type thing. The business are always parent, you know, this kind of being aggressive at it type thing. And then the other way I think was designed by a guy who was a boss of mine to make me better. And he was like, if you are asking 320 degrees of questions, I need you to ask 360 degrees. There shouldn't be a scenario that I throw at you that you have to kind of go, well, no, I don't want that. I want you to have considered every single, because that means if you don't do that, it means you're stupid or you think I'm stupid. And I think that was an actual quote. And I so like, okay, all right. I need to know this better than other people who know it so I can answer any question you might have. And it fundamentally changed my work style for the better, I think. So
it sounds like that question, one of the things the writer could consider is there a way in which this can improve me, improve our product, improve our performance as a team? Right. All right. That's it for Sub Rosa. If you have any questions that you would like for us to answer anonymously in this space, WTF@badbossbrief.com. I will read every email that comes in and maybe you could show up in this space as well. Thanks, everybody. See you soon.
Adios.